Module 3, Types of Attention. There are different types of attention that we all use to function in everyday life. Different types of attention are required for different situations. When attempting to manage attention, whether personal or organizational, it is essential to understand the different types of attention and how each type functions. Focused attention. Focused attention is what most people would define as paying attention. This is the type of attention that concentrates on a single task and excludes everything else. This can be done while studying or working on a project. Focused attention is difficult to maintain because it is not a natural human state and it operates on a physiological level. Constant focused attention actually makes people tired. Sustained attention. Sustained attention is the type of attention that people use to focus on a particular task that takes time. It is also called the attention span. For example, reading a book requires sustained attention. The brain uses sustained attention to process information and adapt to different situations. Problems with sustained attention occur when there are distractions that keep someone from completing the task at hand. Most people need to refocus and return to the task after 20 minutes. These are three stages of sustained attention. Three stages: number one, grab attention; number two, keep attention; number three, end attention. In order to sustain attention, it is important to remove distractions and occasionally refocus. Selective attention. Selective attention is what people use when they pay attention to a single stimulus in a complex setting. Having a conversation in a crowded restaurant is an example of selective attention. It is not possible to pay attention to every stimulus that surrounds us. The ability to filter out background noise and focus on one object or message is essential when we are consistently bombarded with information. The drawback to selective attention occurs when people disregard what is happening around them. Selective attention can be manipulated. Marketing experts, for example, attempt to link their advertising messages to their customers' interests. They do this with the hope of grabbing the selective attention of people. Alternating attention. Occasionally, people need to perform two tasks that require different cognitive abilities at the same time. These situations require alternating attention. An example of this would be taking notes during a lecture. In order to use alternating attention, the mind needs to be flexible and move between one task and another seamlessly. Alternating attention means that the work on each task is quick and accurate as the brain transitions. Attention CEO. CEOs guide the direction of their company. The attention of a CEO will determine the attention management of an organization. CEOs must focus the attention of their employees in ways to drive business and move the company in the right direction. Modern CEOs are faced with a dilemma of attracting and keeping employee attention. Understanding the different types of attention and implementing attention management techniques will allow CEOs to motivate employees towards greater success. In order to accomplish this, CEOs must focus their expectations of internal and external attention. Internal attention: paying attention to internal procedures. External attention: focusing on objects outside the organization. Attentional blink. Attentional blink was first defined in the 1990s. Vision is a key part of attention. Rapid serial visual presentations show that when people focus on two targets in succession in a visual series, they are likely to miss the second target. This occurs when the second target appears 200 to 500 milliseconds after the first target. Research shows that strong emotions related to the targets make them easier to locate. Meditation is also shown to reduce the errors associated with attentional blink. Case study. Ryan attended a few classes on attention management where he learned some useful information. With these new skills, he easily applied them in certain aspects of his life. Unfortunately, Ryan lacked strong skills in selective attention. He had challenges in paying attention to a single objective in a complex setting. At work, Ryan is always around people who are talking, so paying attention on a single subject and ignoring everything else challenged him. Regardless of this, he utilized the skills that he improved through the classes. He was able to increase his focus and attention skills, which helped him overcome some shortcomings. Through hard work, Ryan instructed his friends not to disturb him while he was working on a certain task. With practice, Ryan managed to improve his selective attention and improve his overall performance.